Thank you for your time. I'm not sure if this helped too much, but I do appreciate you trying. As I stumble at the door like I never done before, she is still all that's on my mind.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at the University of Vermont, we value students' education first and foremost. However, the well-being of our students is just as important to succeed both in and outside of the classroom. One of the best ways to give your body some extra TLC to ensure better well-being includes partaking in some form of exercise. Whether that be going on a walk or run outside as the weather gets warmer, going to the Patrick Gym to play a pickup game of basketball, or trying out a fitness class that UVM's Recreational Center has to offer, your body will thank you for giving it some extra attention. So, the next time you have some free time, check the fitness class schedule for the day, call up a friend to go on a bike ride, or even walk downtown. Your body will appreciate it, and so will you! This is a message from your exercise happy DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Nangi machi,
ayo shikare na me tu kambela, nangi machi.
Thank you. What is up, everybody? WRUV. Hello, good evening. And guess what? It's exposure time every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on your Better Alternative 90.1. Today in the studio, we've got Lean T, and they're going to play some awesome rock and music for us. Why don't you get started and play something good?
Hey, can you do that same thing with the amp? Thanks.
Tell us what you play, and yeah, a little bit about your band before we continue.
Sure. You want to start us off?
Yeah. So I'm Taylor. I play guitar and sing. And Zach is playing bass. And then we've got Connor on the drum kit.
Hi.
We think that Connor has enough mics, like in his vicinity, that if we can't hear Connor, we can pass him a mic.
Just scream if you have to.
Right.
So we're from Baltimore, Maryland, and we're on our first like East Coast New England tour.
Woo! Awesome. Thanks. So welcome. Awesome.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's kind of like
we
our
love Burlington
thing. We love it. Yep. And we have a layover for a day or two. We've kind of been like doing a show every night, so you basically like wake up and then you start driving and like you don't actually hang out anywhere. But this has been like we had like today to like get food and hang out and stuff.
We haven't been eating
at
all. Yeah, it was the first time getting food. It's horrible.
No, we've been eating. But yeah, it's been nice. It's been really nice.
Awesome. You chose a good spot to come and hang. So cool.
It's a wonderful place.
Awesome.
And it's warm. Did it just start to get warm here?
Yeah, like just go.
So we timed it really well.
It's getting cold later this week again, so nobody get their hopes up.
We're going to leave then.
Right. You're taking the warm with you? Rude. Yep. Awesome. Did you write that for a song? Is that an original?
Yeah, we'll play pretty much all originals today.
We're incapable of covers.
They're very capable of covers. I'm kind of incapable of covers. But I just don't think about it. I don't think about doing them or learning them all the time. So maybe if I applied myself, but that doesn't sound interesting to me. I don't want to apply myself. Not right now.
All right. Well, why don't you hit us with another original? Tell us what it's called and maybe what the first one was called too.
Cool. So that first one is called Circles. And this one coming up is called Sheep, tentatively. And they're both off of an album that we're like almost done recording. So while we have music on Spotify and stuff, this is the first one that's like we all made together, like as a band.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll go into that one.
Ready?
Sheep to count. Frozen. Thank you. Going to one more?
Let's do it.
Mentality right and everything around me feels stagnant, but things will come and go, and even a thief in the night knows what they want. I'm a made a case for sentimentality, right? And everything around me feels stagnant, and things will come and go, and even a thief in the night knows what they I put my thumb pressed to the concrete and try to keep a lasting impression. I kept my thumb pressed to the concrete and try to leave a lasting. Thank you.
What was that one called?
That one's called Petty Theft. They're all kind of working titles because they're not released.
But, okay.
I think that one will say.
Cool.
Yeah, it's better than the old one. Yeah, some of the old titles suck a little bit. But that's part of it until they have like their own identity, I guess.
Cool. Are all these songs going to be on the new album? Or are you going to play any ones that are already out?
I think we're going to play...
Is one.
Yeah, which is that the next one we're going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a great question.
Timely.
Timely.
You're going to do, a song called Hair Splitting that you can find on Spotify, Bandcamp, Apple, all that stuff. That's our next one.
Cool. Before we get into it, we have a new member here hanging
Howdy.
Out. Hey.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. I have to protect myself sometimes, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
For anyone who
from zombies
see,
and creepers.
A crafting table, diamond chest plate.
That's right.
Yeah.
Original Minecraft merch, you know, vintage.
Yeah. Vintage. You should resell that outside.
That's true. That's true. I'm scared to go over there. I might get like, you know, someone might tackle me for my shirt.
I was there. I was fine.
Okay. That's good to know.
Go ahead.
My question is just like, how do you guys find new music? Just like,
how do we find music?
Just like Spotify algorithms, yeah, that you listen to.
For me,
word
personally,
of mouth,
a lot of YouTube, KEXP. I found so many bands through like KEXP and Audio Tree, and then
love KEXP.
Just going to shows in the local scene back in Baltimore. That, but and then Spotify algorithm here and there, but and then relatives. You know, we all got that hipster uncle.
Yeah,
you know,
sweet.
That's it for me.
I think for me, it's a mix of Spotify algorithms, local shows, and then drummers I like. I'll find out about drummers. For those who don't know, I'm the person playing drums. I'll find drummers who I like and find their projects.
Cool.
So drummer code.
Yeah. I would say it's changed over time. But right now, I really, like every time, because everyone's like, oh, have you heard of this band? And then I have like a running note in my phone that I kind of just add stuff that when I'm ever like, oh, like I'm kind of out of stuff or, you know, something's flat. Yeah. I can go back and like reference this like kind of like big list of it. All movies also make its way onto there.
Do you forget which one's which?
Oh, yeah.
Go to record store.
Also,
looking up
sometimes
a movie.
They don't always make sense. And then like that's just lost to the ether.
Typos.
Yeah. Typos. Yeah. Not knowing how to spell it.
Yeah,
I'd say friends are big too.
Yeah,
we're obviously playing out and about.
Yeah.
Everyone's got good shit they're listening to.
Stuff. Yeah.
Stuff. Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't hear anything.
Average so. New York.
Yeah, average New Jersey boy.
Yeah.
You from Jersey?
Yeah, North Jersey.
Me too. Well, not central, if you will.
Oh.
The one of what? The three regions. South, Central, North.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the made-up region.
Yeah.
Old Jersey. Mm-hmm. Middle Jersey.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
That's the Jersey inside
Middle Jersey.
Jersey.
Middle Jersey right
What town?
Like right by Princeton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
What about you?
That is a real place. Verona, Caldwell, Montclair.
Oh, you're right by the city. That's nice. Cool. Hit us with another.
Yeah, you guys have another song?
Yeah. In the house, how's the sound? Do we need to adjust anything? We are, we've been playing these shows, pretty loud, and so we have, tried to adjust it a little bit for this, just for fun.
Yeah.
See, like, what kind of time
Connor usually has, like, 8 cymbals. He's only rocking with one today.
Yeah.
Like, little splashes and little auxiliary cymbals, right? Is that
I
right,
love
Connor?
That little splash thing.
Yeah.
We miss it.
All right. Let's see it.
Yep.
wandered by anyway. Slowly stirring the pot in hope something good will come down. I need you to hear me. It takes two to tango and only one to sleepwalk. Every time I'm with you, there seems to be an issue. There seems to be an issue. I'd like to
I liked it. Nice harmonies, you guys.
Thanks.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, about your story, like, how you guys all met and, you know, came to be a band.
There's some lore to that.
Yeah, it's kind of,
I guess you can start by talking about your just how it's a solo venture.
Yeah, I'll start. I used to go here, and so a lot of these songs, well, not these ones, I guess, but the project kind of started here in Burlington. And then when COVID hit, I decided to go home, which is Baltimore, Frederick in Maryland. And and then things kind of like slowed down for a little bit. And I think a lot of people were just sort of writing and making the live stuff like take a back seat. And then when things started to pick back up, I think I just was going to shows in Baltimore and met Connor, and we were acquaintances or friends or whatever, and then like kind of didn't play music right away. And then at some point I asked him to do a gig, And then that's how we started, me and Connor on drums started playing. And then Zach was already in like a bunch of bands, and we had a different bass player that was always kind of like a temporary thing. So he was like, okay, you know, I'm in school, I'm going to focus on that. And we needed, yeah, so we needed a bass player for this like weekender tour. And Zach was like, oh, I'll do it. And he shows up and he knew all the songs. So we were like, okay, well, we like Zach. Yeah. Zach knows all the songs. we had played on bills with him before, but that was kind of nice. Yeah.
And so here I am.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have any like extra lore to it, but.
Well, I knew Connor from school.
Yeah.
Yeah. That old University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Shout out.
Yeah.
So much school spirit we have.
Nice.
What is our mascot again?
I'm just kidding. I know. How old are you guys? Not you specifically, but you as a band. When did you get together? Year and a half.
Year and a half.
Me? Yeah. Next month will be a year. The question was.
Yeah, he gets a cake.
April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
End of April run is when I go.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, but like we've been playing local shows. Yeah, I guess about a year and a half. Yep, and this is our first, like, we did a weekender tour, like, this time last year, mostly at a PA. This is the first one where we've done, like, a bunch of the cities on the East Coast.
Cool.
The Phillies and the Brooklyns and stuff.
Phillies and Brooklyns.
Of the world, yeah.
Nice. Portlands. Awesome. Did you guys all come in, like, with the same music taste? How does this affect your writing process? Who are you influenced by? Stuff like that.
We totally bonded. Connor and I bonded over, like, Toe. Like, these Japanese bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in that same boot. I love them.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. This is definitely the band I've had the most in common with so far.
Just dorky math stuff and all the emo.
90s indie emo.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Some of, like, the scramsy, like, screamo, but then kind of trying to put, like, a more songwritery, like, translate, like, these more, like, long-form proses or like, lyrical ideas into songs that are also still just kind of raw, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, want to play another?
Sure.
You bet.
Feel out of luck. I just think of my cat, and I hope that when I blink, that there's no coming back.
wanna be dramatic over the phone.
Just feel a little bit manic, a little bit manic alone.
Don't wanna be the person bumming you out. Cause when I blink, I know I can't wait to see you. 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 When I'm out of luck,
just feel a little bit manic, a little bit manic alone.
And I'm
around, wanna be the first.
And I hope that when I
just feel a little bit manic, a little bit manic alone,
that there's no coming back.
Don't wanna be the person bumming you out.
When I feel out of luck, just feel a little bit manic, a little bit manic alone. So there's that. Don't wanna be the person bumming you out. Just feel a little bit manic, a little bit manic alone. So there's that. Don't wanna be the person bumming you out. To see you.
I have a really hard-hitting question that, you know, so be prepared. If you were a body of water, what body of water would you be?
Specific or general?
The Magathe River in Chesapeake.
Specific. It has to be specific.
It's disgusting.
Okay. You would be a disgusting river.
Yeah.
I think I would be the Indian Ocean close to Perth, because I think it'd be cool to go to Perth. So if I'm like touching Perth, that's like close enough.
Yeah. touching and leaving Perth.
It is deep too. It's like super deep. It's like a whole ocean.
Two disgusting rivers in an ocean.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I was also thinking about, like, there's this in Baltimore, there's a pond in Patterson Park that, like, is just ducks. Like, see, it's a serious duck haven.
More ducks than water, do you think? What's the ratio?
That's a funny thought, actually. It's like, yeah, you throw a stone and, like, ducks disperse and not water.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. I mean, I don't know if they're keeping track of that. I know that it's probably someone's job to make sure that, like, the ducks don't take over Patterson Park. And I don't know that they're doing their job.
Who's job is that?
Like a, you know, duck.
Duck manager? Duck, like, manhunter or whatever? Duck hunter?
A duck hunter?
Yeah.
Morbid.
The guys from Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to hire out. Get the beard man over.
That's like an era of, like, History Channel.
Duck Dynasty.
Where did you guys get your name?
My mom and my dad. Well, I think they got it from Lean T.
Yeah.
Right.
Stupid. I'm being dumb. Lean T was like, you guys are familiar with a Finsta, right? Like what a Finsta is and do, right? That's what it was at first, like a long time ago. And so I started putting beats on SoundCloud and like posting it to my Finsta because I was like, this isn't serious. enough like for me to hard post this anywhere else. But some people liked it, and I just kept doing it. And so Lean T was just an arbitrary name, kind of referencing myself and kind of referencing like t-shirts. I recycle my clothes a lot. And then, yeah, it just stuck. And then like something, we were like gonna change it. And then our Spotify started to get a little more traction. And like, I was like, that's just a lot of work and I don't wanna like start again. So we kept it. But I do think like I don't know any other ones. So Lean T's stuck maybe purely for its phonetics.
It's awesome.
Thanks. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
I need that.
Story. It's got a lot of lore. I like it a lot.
Medium lore.
Okay.
Maybe. Medium high.
I just made that up.
So are you the one making all these like beats on that trackpad?
I did. Yeah, I did. I did that stuff. Connor on drums is really technical, so now it's cool because we can share some of the responsibilities. I still like to kind of do a lot of the synthy, like random stuff, but Connor can mix and master stuff pretty well, so we're always bouncing ideas. And then like our latest EP is the last solo thing that I did, but Connor mastered it, so it has this like flavor that I think is nice. And you should listen to it if you want. That stuff's a lot. That's like really inspired by like Pinback and like some of the like.
I love Pinback. Yeah.
Soft. Some of the like '90s. Yeah, like I guess like.
Pinback.
Pinback pop. Yeah. Stuff like
more
that.
Pinback.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shout out Rob Grove.
Yes.
Cool. Hit us with another.
Alright, T.
Inside in this
an addict, I'm a fool. Too tired to say.
Camel Blue, no, actually just one. Oh, I think we dropped the S.
Did you?
Drop the S, man. Yeah.
One, drop the S.
Drop the S.
Camel Blue. We did the, it's going to be spelled like B-L-U with a, yeah, umlaut on top.
Oh, yeah.
Blue.
Is that like a German thing?
I think so. We kind of just stole it.
The song's about cigarettes.
Yeah. That's European enough, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yep.
Do you guys like jam when you're making your songs, or is it, you know, really like, I don't know, do you guys just find stuff when you jam and that's how a song comes about, or is it more
yeah, how does your like you usually process have an idea work?
Taylor usually brings in some sort of riff or something.
That's how it's been starting.
Yeah.
And Connor has been writing drum parts, so once we put this record out, which is basically there, I think the writing process will kind of like continue to be more collaborative. It was like at the very beginning, it was like I'll bring ideas, we'll all kind of workshop them, and then like figure out what the ideas are. And then the last couple songs on the record were sort of all, we all wrote them pretty collaboratively. There was an idea there, maybe a little bit, but then it was more like written in a room. That's kind of how I describe it. Like sometimes you're writing in a room, sometimes you're just writing with like an acoustic guitar. But we wrote those in a room, like the last few songs, and we liked it. So we're probably gonna keep doing that kind of thing. Yeah.
What did you like about it? Like what was better?
In my opinion, you're able to play to each other's strengths better, because where normally like if there's something that I don't feel like makes that much sense with my vocal register or something like that, that's where like they would be able to do something to add interest or to maybe like preserve the concept of a song, you know, without like me having, you know, it's like we work to each other's strengths, you know.
Yeah.
You could do a lick there, or like Connor
lick.
Yeah, licks.
I'm the licker.
Excuse me. Yeah. Connor licks too. Yeah, but no, I think that's the vibe. It's just they just come out nice when you're all, yeah. And that's something I've been working on, like as someone who did a lot of like solo songwriting.